Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Greetings to everyone around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, I am your host, Matthew Connor, and I am very happy and also very grateful to be with all of you here today. And again, I'm feeling very grateful because, again, ACC News, we feature some of the most incredible people really from around the world with the most incredible stories. So many people who are now dedicating their own lives to helping other people as well. And again, that's exactly who ACC Global News has with us today. Today we have with us self-improvement intervention coach, Erica Radom. And she is the founder of Spirit Bird Intuitive Arts. Now, to anyone out there tuning in, that really needs help from healing in any form or way or fashion. Again, it could be physically, it could be mentally. Some people are healing from illnesses. Some people are healing from fractured relationships, lost jobs. If you need help with this healing process, you need someone to help you get over that hump. Or you know any loved ones, friends, again, family members that do, again, please grab a seat and get very comfortable. We have a special guest today that has lived this, that has made it through this, and is now dedicating her life to helping other people heal and get through these terrible situations as well. And again, situations that we can all get through with the proper assistance. So again, we have a wonderful show for everyone here today. It is now the 20th of February. And again, I would like to remind everybody tuning in, especially our listeners from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Erica, or if you miss any one of our segments at all of our shows are permanently archived on our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com. And again, we're a big part of social media. We're also on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And you can actually listen to the show live from that platform as well. We're also on the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And again, if you did see or hear of us on an ad on any one of our sister sites, maybe Instagram, Snapchat, please send us an email at info@accglobalmedia.com and let us know where you heard of us. Now, actually getting back to our show, we are very limited on time. What I do want to let everybody know, we all have different ways or forms of healing. Now, art is a very special thing. It evokes thought. Art, it evokes emotion. Now, for the countless number of people that have worked with Erica Radom and really worked with her through her own healing sessions, they can attest that it also evokes, which is art, it evokes inspiration and also positive change. People, that's something that we all need in life. Inspiration is something that we need to continue moving forward every single day. Now, for the better part of 30 years, Erica has incorporated her practice really with a wildly successful blend of healing techniques. Now, her career actually began in licensed massage therapy, but grounded in intuition, her art healing, her meditation, her energy healing, they now ride this crest of her long professional development. Now, again, as everybody knows that comes on to our show, everybody has a wonderful story. And inspired by her own healing, again, from a fractured, a very difficult relationship, with a narcissistic person. And again, she could touch on that in a little bit. But she was able to combine her diverse strengths in fine art, her intuition, and most importantly, innate healing, to really create a brand new approach that worked for her, an approach that she is now using to help other people around the world, being able to recover and heal, from a various difference of ailments, may it be physical or mental in life. Again, a truly incredible person we have with us today. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Self-Improvement Intervention Coach, the founder of Spirit Bird Intuitive Arts, Miss Erica Rotto. How are you doing on this very beautiful day, Erica?
Hi, Matthew. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great.
Well, before anything, Erica, and I know we only have 30 minutes for the show, but I really want you to share with the audience, who exactly is Erica Rotto?
Well, you know, that's a very big question. You could ask anybody, and it probably would stump each person, I think. for me, I'm an intuitive, creative person, first and foremost. Everything that I have experienced in my life has always been met with creativity and intuition, always checking in with my inner knowing. And as I've gotten older and grown through trials and tribulations, as you spoke about, they are always honing that clarity and that understanding of what kind of response can I have, and in the moment and down the road, how can I think about this? How can I respond to what's going on in my life? And so I bring that to when I'm working with clients and I'm talking with friends and family members. And so really, that's me. That is where I come from in that way.
And again, everybody that tunes into the show on a regular basis, and to all of our new listeners, every guest that we have on our show, again, many of them have an incredible story and they've lived through their own personal experiences as well. Erica, if you could please share with the audience your personal journey that really has led you to where you are here today.
Sure. It comes in a lot of different mini chapters. So I would have to select a couple of chapters in order to hone this down and not take up too much time talking about it. But one of the primary things, most recent things, was this relationship that I was in for a short time, but it was very explosive and transformative. It was with a narcissist, and that's a difficult connection to have with someone. It's one that kind of gets its hooks in you and really has a stronghold on you unless you can find some way to peel it off, some way to heal from that. And it taught me a lot. What was in that experience for me was finding my own strength. It brought me into a place where I really had to find my boots, put them on, pull up my bootstraps, and lean on a few people, but really depend on my intuition and discover how could I unleash myself from that grip. And a couple of people who spoke to me in the
sometimes.
Process. Yeah. Oh, it's so hard. That's one of the most difficult things to get free from. But I was told that I was moving pretty quickly through it, unusually so. So I was given some good positive feedback on that. So that's really where this particular kind of work that I do with clients has come from.
And what I really want to know, being in a bad relationship that, again, really completely turned your world upside down, you mentioned in the previous interview that your intuition kind of led you in this direction. Why do you believe it was your intuition that really led you in this direction?
Well, as I was being approached by this person, there was no way in my right mind I would want to be involved with them. But yeah, my intuition was telling me, this is part of the gateway you need to go through in order to find your new life and to find new work and to find out more about who you are. So this is a direction we're expecting you to go. So I did still have a choice, but I was hearing loud and clear this was the path to take. And it was more of a question of going through it and not around it. So that's how I got to that. Yeah.
Yes, and there are certain times where many of us in life, we go through different heartaches, and we actually come out on the other end a lot stronger than what we were before and a lot more knowledgeable as well.
Yes.
So, yeah, so all of us do have a path that we are meant to be on. Now, what I would like to know, what did your process of recovery and actually the use of your art, what did that teach you about yourself during this healing process?
Well, one of the things that it showed me was that I am quite intuitive. I have an ability to look at something, namely art in this case, and pick up information. I'm able to read it almost like it's worded in a book. And when I started drawing for myself and painting for myself in my recovery process, I started to see some messages about my own life and about what was coming down the road. And so I keep a journal. I've been keeping a journal for decades. And so I've got dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of books that I've written. And it's unfolded when I look at this artwork that I do, especially for myself, and I see some messages and I write that down in my journal, and then I go back to it later when I think I remember noting that sometime earlier. So these messages can come up in the weeks ahead, or they can come up in the months or years ahead. It's very dependent on how the life unfolds after that. So in my recovery, I found it super helpful to keep a journal, to keep all my thoughts out on the paper so I don't have to be bogged down by that, and to keep going with the art and keep exploring with color and also even sound and movement as I'm painting. And that's how I was working on my recovery most deeply.
And I've actually, to everybody tuning in, I've actually had the honor to be able to see some of this artwork, and seeing actually the marketing department put some of it on social media. The artwork is absolutely beautiful. I mean, the fact that you could, again, take these feelings from other people and be able to really transfer them onto a paper or to a form of art, it's really, truly amazing. I mean, what actually, and I don't mean to go too far off of topic, but what is the feeling that actually goes through you in your body while you actually get this vision onto this canvas?
I get into a really quiet space within me, and this has been something that I have just done all my life from a very young age. And I sit quietly and I set the stage with the client so that they understand what to expect. And there's a place where they can just get into watching the work. And when that happens, I just get into it much more deeply. And so there's a part of me that just goes very quiet. I can feel a stillness inside my chest. And there's a part of me that allows me to look without my eyes and to transfer it through my hand. It's more like a channeling activity. I guess.
Yeah. So I guess a lot of your intuition is actually influencing this art. Would you say that?
I would say it's basically an open channel. Like, you know, when you were a kid, did you ever play telephone with a cup and a string?
Yeah.
Did you ever do that with a friend? Well, it's kind of like that.
Yes.
I put my ear up to this cup that's metaphorical, which is my intuition, and I listen with all my senses, which includes taste and smell. But vision is where it all comes to color and what colors to pick. I'm just guided with what I'm looking at. It's like going through a museum and trying to copy what it is I'm seeing in the masterpieces. And so that's what I'm doing when I paint with people.
And that's truly amazing. And to everyone that's out there tuning in, to have somebody that have these special talents that can actually almost give you a visual of perhaps maybe your story or what it is that you're feeling, it could perhaps give you, again, many answers about yourself by seeing some of these photos. Can you please share with the audience maybe the types of visual messages that may come out of some of this artwork that you create for your clients?
Visual messages basically are what you see in the paintings. And the way that that unfolds is it starts with one shape. And I learned early on that I can't wait for the whole picture to come to me. I have to go step by step. It's one step at a time. So when a painting begins, perhaps I'll be given a particular color and a shape, and I'll have to put it in a particular spot on the page. And that lays a foundation. Sometimes it gets completely obliterated by some other thing that I'll see, and I'll be told, so to speak, to put something on top of that or to wipe it out and then cover it with something else. But sometimes, more often than not, it will be still visual in some way or shape. And we start to see, the client and I start to see an unfolding. And the client experiences it, like physically experiences the painting process. I've had many people tell me, as I put these images and messages down in color and shape, they can't really take their eyes off of the process. They're not looking at me. They're looking at their own painting evolve and shape in front of their eyes. And that attention is part of how I'm listening. That's where I'm getting the information from. It's not something I'm deciding. And the process only takes about an hour and a half, maybe. There was one painting that took me 3 hours, and the client actually had to leave, and then I had to finish it. But usually it's about an hour and a half where I'm painting the entire piece. And then the rest of the time that we're together, we're talking about how they felt about it and how I felt about it and what came up. And those messages have language underneath them, and we explore that. So.
And to everyone tuning in out there, if you have an opportunity to really see some of these images that she created, every image seems like it has a different message or a different story. It's really, truly amazing. Can you please share with the audience, how do you feel, Erica, that this artwork can perhaps help guide them in life in one way or another?
Sure. It's much like a mantra, which is a phrase someone would repeat over and over in prayer or through daily life if they're going into something challenging, maybe a meeting, or they're going to meet with someone they have to have a chat with. They'll have this painting in their home or their office, somewhere where they see it every single day. And when they see it every single day, it becomes even more part of a mirror of who they actually are in a way that's nonverbal, and it guides them
provides
their
answers
day.
About themselves as well. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It peels away like an onion. So they can look at this painting of themselves over the course of months or even years. And people have come back to me and said, it's still speaking to me. I'm not done with this one. It's going to be a while before I come back to you. And I'm so glad, because they are rich and deep and personal. And the most beautiful thing about them is that the imagery that comes up does not tell another viewer of this piece who that person is. They can't name them. They can't tell what part of their life this is speaking about. It's very personal,
yes.
But it's very deeply speaking to that person that it's about.
And to anyone that would actually have that opportunity to have a visual piece of art that really represents them, their feelings, and their stories, I think that's truly incredible for anyone that does have an opportunity to really get their hands on it. And again, I want everyone out there tuning in to really get a visual of this, a visual of perhaps having this painting in your home that someone was actually able to capture your thoughts. It's your own personal, in a way, custom painting of yourself.
Yes.
So for the people out there that are tuning in, that may be interested in this, I know many are. Erica, who exactly is your client base? Who are people you feel that this can actually help?
This is the most beautiful part, because I have worked with people who are getting ready to give birth to a new child in their family. And I have worked with people who are in, they're young, they're toddlers, or they're in elementary school, primary school, or they're, you know, beyond high school, and they're working their way towards what do I do in college. And I've worked with people in corporate settings where there's been an issue with a particular team in a very well-known corporation on the planet, and they've come to me to help them explore new options and new ways to solve the issue. So I've worked from families to children to adults moving into new life phases, from divorce to new marriage and into the corporate world. Everyone, even towards the end of life, where people have still got questions, still want to know that they're good, still want to know that they've done a good enough job in their life. And what kind of answers could they glean from before they go? And at the threshold, that's the most poignant, special moment, to be able to meet with me and get some information about themselves, and then to take it and then explore that imagery by themselves with their own mindset and own meditation. Really, everyone is my client base.
I can definitely imagine people, even also in the corporate settings, being able to take advantage of this and being able to have even a visual of this sitting in your office every day or even at home to remind you certain things,
yes,
and almost guide you in a way as well. So
yes,
if I'm sitting at home and I'm interested in this and I reach out to you, how exactly do you hold your sessions with your clients? How would that work?
Okay, the way the sessions go is that we'll either meet in person or we'll meet online in the visual sense. So that could be Skype or FaceTime or Zoom or another platform where we can see each other and you can see me working the piece. So I can work with people all over the world as long as they have an internet connection. They'll sit down in a comfortable place with comfortable clothing on. They might have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or water handy, or they might also bring a journal to jot things down. And they'll make themselves very, very comfortable. I always work flat on the floor. I don't work face up like on an easel. And so that they can see what I'm doing and we can both be comfortable. They might sit in a couch. They might sit on a chair. They might sit on the floor with me, opposite me in a menagerie of pillows and blankets and stuff that just makes them feel really comfortable. And then they can have the opportunity to get up, to go to the bathroom, to pace. Many, many times people have emotional responses, which are either joyful or sad, or they just need to dig in and write something down, or maybe they also have something to doodle and they have an image that's coming to them. So they have the freedom to get up, move around, and while I'm working and they're watching, they may have some questions, and I'm wide open to that. But most often, I'm quiet and I'm listening. I might have a sound that comes out of me. They may need to repeat the sound, may not repeat the sound. It's all just very much in the moment. And then once the painting's finished, after about an hour and a half. We will sit together after a break and discuss what came up while the painting was being created. And that will be recorded so that they have the painting and they have the recording to go home with or go back to work with and revisit it at any time if they wish. And once they get the opportunity to revisit that, they will start to recall some thoughts and feelings that they had during the process that they couldn't quite catch in the moment.
Yes.
And so that's basically it in a nutshell. Very simple.
And to everyone tuning in out there, again, no matter where you are in the world, if you have an internet connection, Erica will be able to create this image for you. The image, again, of your story, of your thoughts, no matter where you are, she can do this for you. You do not have to be sitting right next to her in order to get this done.
Nope.
Now,
nope.
In the end, Erica, I want you to please share with the audience, what do you hope people really take away from working with you?
My vision for people in any regard is that they come away with a lightness of being and optimism and healing on a physical, mental, soul level, that they feel really empowered by the process of watching their own energy, color, and shape in a very short order of time. I want them to know that they have opportunities and that they have the wherewithal to get through whatever it is that they're going to face or have been facing. And it doesn't matter at all what it is. I want them to have that lightness of being, because when you have that, you have that red thread that allows you to follow through the paces in the woods or along the shoreline of life and get through whatever it is you're facing, because we will always have things that we have to face, always.
And again, I just feel that your approach, it's so unique. And it's really incredible. What I would like to also know, are there any other services that you do provide that you would like to share with the audience?
Yeah, sure. I'm a licensed medical practitioner, and that also is intuition-based. I've been doing that. I've had my license 29 years. I got trained 30 years ago in Michigan and have been practicing in Washington State now for all that, the rest of that time, off and on. I've taken some breaks to get some education and bring it back to the table and work with people that way. I also am a animal communication healer. I would say I'm a healer in that way. I support relationships between animals and humans. There's a lot of healing on the planet that needs to happen that way. And so people hire me to talk with their horses and their dogs, cats. I've talked with birds, I've talked with animals that have just passed, and I've talked with animals in transition. I've recently myself gone through that with a couple of horses dear to me, and so I do that. I also have some products that I've developed that have come through intuition. One of them is a body butter, and the recipe for that came through in a dream. There's a lotion that has come up through Dreamtime also, for horses, and that is an insect repellent and a soother for skin and soother for mind when they're in transition. And people can see me for intuition guided visionary readings, kind of thing. Yeah.
So we do have a little under a minute left. Where can people actually go to pick up maybe some of these products or actually sign up for your program and see if they can actually allow you to create a piece of art for them as well?
Yes, they can see the page under Spirit Bird Intuitive Arts. It's all one word, spiritbirdintuitivearts.com. And you can connect there with me through the phone number or an email, sign up through email, and we'll get in touch and we'll go from there. I'd love to see everyone who wants to get this done.
Okay, and we're just about out of time today. And again, to everyone out there tuning in, just try to imagine having a piece of artwork sitting in your living room or sitting in your office that is really customly made for you, a part of you, your thoughts, your emotion, your personal inspiration. It's just something truly incredible. So I would like to thank everyone for joining us today, and I would also like to thank our very special guest for joining us today and sharing her practice, Erica Rado. I thank you very much for joining us today, Erica. Do you have any parting words for the audience today?
Thank you so much, Matthew. It's been a pleasure being here. I just want people to know that there is hope and they can move forward. That's all.
And that is very well said. And to everyone out there, please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And Erica, thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you, Matthew, so much. I appreciate it.
And to everyone, I look forward to having you all back with us in the next segment. You all have a great day.